The words Street Fighter 2 blazed across the TV screen, and the fast-paced electronic theme from the Nintendo game blasted from the speaker. A fight to the death was underway between Ken, the blonde American karate champion, and E. Honda, Japan's strongest sumo wrestler. Morton and Casper were mashing the buttons on their controllers so hard that their thumbs turned white. They nudged each other as they fought for the limited space in front of the TV screen. Morton, who was a head taller than Casper, stood tall in his worn green parka. "Move, idiot! You're blocking the screen!" "You're the idiot," Casper replied, elbowing Morton in the side and regaining his lost view. He sniffed a trail of snot back into his nostrils with a loud snort. For the next minute or so, the air was thick with circle kicks, uppercuts, and flying fireballs. Eventually, Casper's character had the upper hand. "You're going down now," said Casper, and sent a decisive uppercut towards E. Honda, who fell heavily. Casper laughed derisively as Ken flashed a V-sign towards the boys from the screen. As Casper stood there with his blonde, tousled hair and expensive red puffer jacket, he reminded Morton of Ken, and he wanted to kick him in the balls. A loud whistle, followed by a, "Hey, you two," made the boys turn around. From the other end of the shop, the manager came rushing over. He looked like a burnt-out Bundesliga footballer with his thin moustache and mullet hairstyle. He stood in front of the boys with his hands at his sides. Behind him, the wall was lit by television sets with the group Cut and Move singing Peace, Love and Harmony.